Beacon Podcast.
Back in the studio.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back.
That's Mr. Matt playing guitar in the background. He put this track down for you.
Sounds all like a to enjoy. Kill Bill. Has that tremolo. I do like that part, that march.
Yeah, some chick with a ninja sword coming at you.
Yeah.
In a motorcycle suit. Leathers.
Just slicing Asians' heads off. Don't take offense if you're Asian, please.
Asians are cool.
We're not racist at all. But she did kill a lot of Asian people in Kill Bill. Check, mic, check. Yeah. That is our intro. I'm not sure if that's going to be our consistent intro. That was just kind of screwing around. I'd actually like to... Nick also plays guitar, and he actually knows quite a bit about music. So I'd actually like to get together with him, and we'll just record something together. But this is just something that was just kind of thrown together.
I like this part, though.
Yeah, it's not bad.
And we just got done having a beer with our homie Rich, and he's in a metal band, and he said he'd like to put down some tracks for us.
Yeah, that would be cool, too. It is kind of cool that we have, like, it's just kind of weird
creative
that you're
friends
in the spot that you're in. So we decided to start doing podcasts, and then we have friends that are into music, and they're all, "Pshaw, why don't we just, why don't I just write you a song?" I'm like, "Pshaw, that's perfect.
Pshaw,
that's great.
Funny, dude."
Because then Isaac said the same thing.
Yeah, he's in three bands now, right?
Yeah. So how you doing, buddy?
Good, brother. Just kind of hard to get going today, honestly. Like,
yeah.
But I met with you guys. I don't know. I've been working a lot, so just getting my energy back up took a while. But this delicious bulletproof coffee that you made for me is working. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, no problem.
This is the best fucking coffee, though.
It's awesome.
Like, no other... Like, I'll go to Starbucks or whatever before work sometimes. Or, you know, I make coffee at home, too. But if I don't have time, I'll drive through.
Yeah.
Nothing fucking compares to this shit.
Yeah, it's a...
Nothing compares to it.
I love it just because the only flavoring in that whole thing is some butter and some coconut oil, you know?
It's fucking money, bro.
Yeah. That's great.
Who would have ever thought to put butter... In coffee.
I don't
And it's
know.
Not even bad for you. It's like grass-fed, badass butter. It's
yeah,
not,
you got to get that good butter.
It's not the shit out of a spray can that you can't believe is butter.
Yeah, but I can't
or
believe
is not
it's
butter.
Not butter.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, and other things, because now I had to take a sexual harassment course at work.
Oh.
And so it's not just ladies and gentlemen now. So apparently now it is... also, guys who think they're girls, girls who think they're guys who were, what is it? I don't know. There's so many different, like, there's it's, like transsexual, transgender. There's all these different things. I had to take this class and it was like teaching all these different things. I'm like, Jesus Christ.
Did it make you a better person, Matt?
To me, it was a big waste of
Fuck
time.
No.
I don't know. If you know what? I believe in freedom. Whatever
yeah,
you want to do,
dress,
you do. As long as you're not hurting the person or property of anybody else, fine. Yeah, but just don't get offended if I call you the wrong thing, you know?
Like if you're born with a dick, just go piss where the guys with the dicks fucking piss. Right?
Yeah.
It's not a big deal.
Yeah, or on a bush. I like to go just piss.
There's nothing better than pissing outside.
Oh,
I'm so glad
outside.
I have a dick.
Dude, you ever get, like, you ever take one of those spiritual pisses where you're drunk, and then you just get underneath the stars, and you're pissing on a bush, and you're just like, this is so peaceful.
God is watching
No. From a distance.
Watching me piss right now.
He's all, you are pissing, my son. Yeah.
Got to give back to the earth with my piss.
You know what I'd like to do one time? Is go somewhere that's completely away from any, like, way far away from the city and just go, like, watching the stars.
Oh, it's a bomb, dog.
Yeah, that would be cool. Oh, real quick, guys, just so you guys know, so if you are interested in getting just a good information, like a lot of good research and information, this show's not going to be it. Me and Nick just decided
on never
show.
Know. Who knows what we're going to get into?
Yeah, this is just going to be us bullshitting.
But I guarantee you I will learn something.
We get into a lot of cool conversations. So, but we're not really going to discuss content on this show. This show is just because me and Nick just needed a show where we could just hang out and talk. So that's what this is going to be. And we may just call it bullshitting.
For show.
Or something like that. So, yeah. So sorry to let those of you down that are wanted info. If you do, though, you've got great shows coming up, especially our next one. Our next one, we're doing something a little bit creative with, and we think you guys are going to like it a lot. We just had to iron out the last little pieces of it, and yeah. But this one is not information laden. It's just me and Nick bullshitting. So,
but you brought up a good point before we did the show was we would like to have a community of people just giving us information, of just information providers and spreaders. You know, if you come across something cool in the news or in history or any type of topic or subject, shoot it our way because we are just loving it. Yeah, we've gotten a few requests for certain topics that we will be diving into soon.
Yeah.
But we don't want to just jump in anything and just start talking about magnetic pulses fucking up freeways and shit or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
Pulse bombs.
That kind of thing takes a lot of research. So what me and Nick are kind of looking to do is similar to something like Bill Cooper did, like forming a intelligence network, if you will, to where our research capabilities can only go so far with a couple of people. And it's not just us. I've got a few people that contribute. But what we would like to see is if you're at home and you decide to pick up a subject that you think is worthy, then research it. Do good research and then submit it to us. If you want it broadcast, submit it. We will research it and we'll check it out. We'll probably go back and forth with you quite a bit just to make sure it's good stuff. And then, of course, we'll air it. No problem. Or we'll even, if you live close enough or if you don't mind traveling, you know, we could definitely help you with accommodations. We'll get you on the show so that you can talk about it. But let's do this. It's time to wake up. And it's time for us to put on our big boy pants and start learning what the truth is out there and forming these networks of like-minded, freedom-loving patriots that just don't want to get fucked with. But in order to do that, we have to understand that knowledge has been used against us for thousands of years. Mm-hmm. And it's our ignorance that has kept us in this class that we're in. So let's stop. Let's stop. We'll stop the ignorance. Now that we got the internet, we have the ability to do that.
Utilize this technology for something positive and something good.
And this is the most important thing we could be doing at this point in history. So come on, people. Let's do it. Please.
Awesome.
Okay.
Fucking love it.
Yeah. So, So me and Nick just went to, met up with a couple of buddies. We went over to this sports bar and met up with a couple of friends of ours.
Zeke.
And I was just talking to Nick at how refreshing it is now that we can meet up with some buddies of ours now, and the conversation is completely acceptable conversation to have when four guys are talking about the shady shit the government's doing and what kind of arms that we want to have in our home arsenal, you know, and where the good places to buy certain ammo is and what slings are good, and they have the 80% lowers that are being 3D printed, and they have home CNC machines that you can purchase where you can buy the 80% lower and accomplish the other 20%. And it's just an awesome time that we live in right now because people are waking up and they're babies opening their eyes for the first, I think society now is opening their eyes for the first time. And now we're actually seeing that information is that important. Well, it was so encouraging to me to be able to meet up with with people and just talk about this stuff that basically you and me talk on this podcast, and it be completely normal discussion. They're definitely the climate of conversation out there is definitely changing.
Part of me kind of thinks that's why, like, that you don't have shop classes in school anymore, you know, woodworking or anything like that. They've kind of demasculated the American male, in my opinion.
Oh, I totally agree
like,
with that.
Like, if you were going to change out
Justin
the 80%.
Why does Justin Bieber look like Miley Cyrus, and why does Miley Cyrus look like Justin Bieber? Like,
yeah.
To me, they look like the
but,
same.
But, I mean, have you ever worked with guys? I mean, we both work, you know, outdoors with, you know, what would be considered a manly job or whatever. I know it sounds douchey to say it like that, but...
I don't think so. That's only
political
correctness.
Dudes who don't know how to start a fucking chainsaw, or dudes that have never fucking swung a hammer or nothing, and it's just like, how the fuck... Or even know how to turn a fucking wrench.
Nick, you're offending people that haven't swung a hammer. You know,
well, like, you're lucky, I guess, if you haven't had to, but there's...
But if you haven't done it before, hey, that's fine, but I would recommend just grab one, swing it a few times, and go, oh, I can do this. Sweet.
Yeah, well, there was like a guy at work the other day, and the truck had like a little hydraulic leak. I'm just like, well, fucking, you got time, fix it, you know? So yeah. I'm doing some shit. I come back, and he's using like a fucking pipe wrench. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing, bro? Like, he had no clue. He's like, oh, it's got to go to the shop. It's fucked. I was like, all you had to do was tighten this one fucking fitting, bro.
Yeah.
It's simple.
Yeah.
He goes, it's getting worse. I'm like, because you're fucking it up.
Yeah. I don't really get mad at people for necessarily not knowing something. I just get mad at them if they don't want to learn.
Yeah.
You know, like if I go, oh, no, that's the wrong way. If they're like, no, and they get upset or whatever, then that bugs me. But if they're like humble, you know, and they're like, oh, okay, well, how do you do it then? Oh, no problem, dude. Check it out. This is how you get in. You get in there and you do this. Mm-hmm. Then you kind of want to hold it at an angle like this, or it's not going to come out right, or whatever, you know. But to me, like the humble person, I'll teach that person like all day.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm always humble when I am around like an expert in whatever field or whatever. I'm like, hey, I'm a babe. Just teach me, you know.
But he could whip my ass in Dungeons and Dragons, though.
Well, then that's when you got to get humble if you start playing
Dungeons
and Dragons.
I ain't playing that fucking
shit.
Fuck that. I consider myself pretty humble, but that does not appeal to me at all.
Would you say it's a waste of time?
Fuck yes.
I
when you get me getting pussy, bro. Like,
I could agree.
Yeah.
Although I don't know for a fact. Maybe you're learning some really cool shit with it. I've never played it.
Maybe it applies to real life in a certain way, or, you know, it's expanding your mind in a way we will never know. But
yeah. I would say, well, how about this? If you've played it out there and you've gotten something absolutely insightful out of Dungeons and Dragons or those magic cards.
Magic, yeah.
Then please share the wisdom with us, because we're not seeing it. We don't get it.
I don't get it at all.
Is that you?
Oh, shit. It is. Oh, it's my brother.
Oh, snap.
Should we put him on the show?
I don't think you can.
I'm going to try it. What's up? You're on the Beacon Podcast. We don't film it. This isn't good for the show, I don't think. I don't think it's coming through on the
mic. Nah, it's not really picking it up.
Hey, let me call you back. You're not coming through the mics very well.
Okay.
I'll call you back. We had to try. Maybe next time we'll have a way to plug in maybe to that third mic. If we had an auxiliary cord.
That's what I was thinking. If we
do you have another auxiliary cord we could plug in?
Well, we have a bunch, but the audio for the phone doesn't come out through that port, does it?
Yeah, I think if I plug it in to here.
Oh, you're right. No, it does.
That's what I'm saying. Go in here.
Well, we'd have to figure it out.
We don't want to practice on this one and have a shitty one.
Yeah, that's true.
But that was my brother calling me.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
Cool. So, then how's your week been?
Busy, but I'm glad it's over. I think it kind of drained me. We had a lot of shit going on, so just dealing with complainers and shit at work and whatever, you know.
But, oh, God.
Yeah.
Hold that. Can you hold that thought? Can we actually take a break?
Yes. Let's do some tunes.
Okay, let's do a tune.
I like to play more tunes on this show, actually. Like, let's just get more music out there, you know?
Sure. And also, because I think a lot of people like... I think people are liking that we're playing songs that are relevant to what like this subject.
And totally.
Freedom and that kind of stuff. So we got this other song called Psychological Warfare by Q Unique. That's Q-U-N-I-Q-U-E. Called Psychological Warfare.
Psychological Warfare. That was dope, dude. I love that jam.
Yeah, and I think when people ultimately realize that the main aim of our research is going to be geared towards that, because the main way to control a population is to influence the way that they think. And if you can actually get down into the way that people think, you've controlled them,
mm-hmm.
you know? And so they do call it psychological warfare because that is an actual, like, military term. Like, that's a realistic term that actually describes what is happening. I've also heard it called mind attack, which is pretty crazy. Yeah. And so I'd like to actually direct a lot of our research toward that field, like Pavlov, operant conditioning, classical conditioning, how to condition the brain. And it's not that I'm trying to teach everybody at home how to hypnotize people or how to do that, because I think that people now that are listening to this are responsible people, you know, and you understand that that knowledge is only to be had because it's so that you guys can understand what's being done to you.
When you watch the news and when you're watching a speech, a political speech, which I didn't watch the last day of the union address, by the way. Did you watch it?
I did. I
fucking missed it, man.
I've watched it a couple times.
Was it pretty creepy, or what did you take from it? Anything good?
Oh, a lot. There's a lot of doublespeak in that thing. Yeah. I was near a couple, like three other like older guys who are kind of like your more staunch Republicans.
Mm-hmm.
One of them is starting to actually really kind of get savvy now. And so he was really, I was making all kind of comments while it was going on, but if we could grade them on their level of savviness,
mm-hmm.
it was one guy was at a one.
One out of five or out of 10?
Like out of 10.
Okay.
Like one guy was at a one. One guy was at a five, and one guy was at about a seven or so.
Seven's good.
Yeah.
What do you think most of our country is at? A four or a five?
Yeah. I mean, it's just the whole problem with people now is that they think that they know what's going on. And because they've watched more TV than everybody else,
yeah.
because they've seen more Rachel Maddow, or they've seen more Sean Hannity, or they've seen more Bill O'Reilly,
yeah.
they think that
instead
they
of looking
have
into other things, yeah.
And so, but nothing in this life comes free, and you have to do the work, or else there's people out there that will take advantage of your laziness.
Freedom costs a buck 05.
Yeah. So because you just want to sit at home and watch the tube. The quality of entertainment you're going to get is Bill O'Reilly, Sean Hannity,
not
and
even
Rachel Maddow.
Entertainment, but information.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, like, I went and seen that movie American Sniper last week. I don't know if we talked about it on the show or not, but I talked to my cousin. He's got this great idea of who this guy Chris Kyle was, right? He tells all these stories. He totally fucking believes in everything this guy wrote about, all that, right?
Uh-huh.
Well, shit's turning out that some of the stories he said happened to him,
yeah.
there's no truth behind it.
Yeah.
He said he killed two guys that were trying to rob him in Texas.
Yeah.
Well, there's no legitimate story to prove that.
I read that article also that was a lie. However, I haven't done... What you have to do is you have to take on a research project. Because, again,
yeah.
the person that came out with that article... is just making a claim as well.
The majority of the articles are, oh, this guy's a badass hero. He's awesome. You know, this and that. And yeah. I do respect him going overseas and doing what he had to do. But when it comes to writing a book, I think maybe he's seen a little too many 80s action films or something,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah.
And,
when I say research, though, like people need to actually, we need to be calling the police department. That police department that would have had it on file.
Yeah.
Call the police department. Ask them. It'll take 10 minutes out of your life. But you will actually know for a fact, was that an incident? You know, like we can be doing this stuff. This is research.
Like you can't, even if you're a cop and you think, and the guy did what he did and it was all real, you can't sweep those fucking deaths under the rug. Yeah. Those families are going to come out. And
there had to have been deaths.
Yeah.
You got to log those.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You don't say, oh, it's this guy. He's a hero. Don't worry about it.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
No, I don't know.
That's totally right.
Where I was trying to go. But what I was trying to go with that was everyone knows who this guy is, but they read his book and they just take it as fact as it is instead of like, you know, and then they want to believe it wholeheartedly. I think a lot of us kind of do that. Like,
don't believe
once you hear one story, the first time you hear it, you take it as truth. And then anything after that is considered false or like, you know, false flags.
I'll tell you this. Even if you're listening to our podcast, I'll tell you this. Don't believe what we say. Go Check
Research
it out.
It. Yeah.
Research it. Because the only way that we're going to wake up is if people start owning the shit that they believe. And the only way that you own the shit that you believe is if you go check it out yourself. That's why we try, and I promise you guys with a whole heart, I will never, ever purposely try to deceive you guys, and I'll try to always give you guys the highest quality information from primary sources. I'll document, source the material so you can go check it out yourself. But I'm human, and yeah. I can make a mistake. So you got everybody has to learn to be responsible. You know, like check out your own shit. And then send it in. Send it in to us. So that we can
investigate. That'd be awesome. That'd be great. Yeah.
Yeah. That's, I mean, really, let's grow up. So, but I feel what you're saying with that. Like, because, there's a lot of dudes at work that I know too that so want to believe this thing with Chris Kyle is true because they want this. They're really involved in the patriotic movement. They're good guys.
Mm-hmm.
I do think they've been lied to, and I think they have a false sense of patriotism. I think their sense of patriotism is go killing Hajis in the Middle East, and that's not what patriotism is. Patriotism is defending the Bill of Rights, defending the law of the land, defending what makes America, America, and that's freedom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but like I kind of think... it's a human factor. Like, once you hear some information, you just take it as true or not. You either dig it or you don't. And then that's it. There's so much information and there's so much news that's just so fast.
Yeah.
That once you hear it one way, you know, I kind of am like this. It's like, I mean, since we've done the show, I kind of been able to pick out what is propaganda and what isn't. Mm-hmm. Or what is just stupid information.
And we've done those shows that have given some of the tools to do that.
Totally.
Yeah.
And even that movie itself had propaganda in it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But, like, I'm quick to, like, read a topic and, you know, read a few other things. But, like, kind of, once I heard one side of the story, just kind of tend to believe it a little bit. And then I got to stop myself and be like, whoa, like, let's look into this a little bit more.
Yeah.
Because, like, in that movie, for example, you want to like the guy. Like, Bradley Cooper's character is a super likable guy, super cool, mm-hmm. you know.
And he has a good track history of movies, so he's always been the guy you like, you know.
Hangover, you want to hang out with that guy,
like,
yeah.
And so you're like, oh, yeah, girls like him. He was like, Sexiest Man of the Year or whatever, So guys and girls are both like this guy, and they're like, oh, yeah, let's mm-hmm. let's put this guy in on the movie.
Mm-hmm.
So
and not to take away from him, because he did, I thought, do a great job at acting.
I'm not taking it away from him, and I know a lot of people are going to hate what I say, but I think Seth Rogen is right on when he says, this seems like a propaganda movie. Look, guys, we are going to war. I don't know if you guys look what's going on around you, but we are about to go to war. Major, major war. Like East versus West, Christianity versus Muslim, war. This is about to get bad. And in situations like that, the government needs to garner the support from the people. And the way you do that is by propaganda movies. Why do you think so many war movies have come out lately? Hero war movies.
We're always the good guys, no matter what.
Right.
Yeah.
And, like, Marcus Luttrell was the last one, right?
Yeah.
Like, this is war propaganda. Like, I'm not... Like, that's just what it is, guys. We got to grow up. It's not liberal. It's not conservative. It's just the truth. We're about to go to war, and the government needs to garner support.
And not only that, but, like, all of our history is written that way. All your history books are written to make somebody seem like a hero. It's a heroification. The things we learned about Christopher Columbus aren't all the way correct when you're a little kid.
No, it's not. Oh, no. Christopher Columbus, what we learned about Christopher Columbus is not true at all. We could do a whole show on the things that people think they know about Christopher Columbus versus what's actually true. Christopher Columbus, that it's not even close. Let me just put it that way.
So you don't think the world was flat ever?
Well, he didn't even plant. You would think if he was truly sent from Spain
mm-hmm.
to investigate the new world, which isn't it funny that that's what they call it in the history books now?
Yeah.
The new world. Yeah. What he put down was not the flag of Spain. He put down the flag of the secret society he was in. He put down a white flag with a green cross, which was the Knights of Christ, which is not a Christian order. It is a secret society. And so people need to understand what...
What was it? A white flag with a green cross?
Yes.
So he was the first guy to sell marijuana medically.
Well, that's why it's interesting that that's the symbol for the medical marijuana.
He's just trying to legalize it, bro. Nothing wrong with that, bro.
Well, if you... And there's a whole... This is when you start getting into symbolism. And
symbolism.
So this goes into... This gets deep. Is when you start studying this stuff, you start getting into what colors actually mean. On a subconscious level, what certain shapes mean on a subconscious level, and that's when you start getting into symbols, colors, and why these certain people have flags and designs and symbols that are shaped certain things. So that I'm not an expert at all, but I am studying it, and I can tell you for a fact there's something there to all that. That's a trip. That's where you really start getting it. When you start getting into the construction of language, the construction of symbols, what colors are used, is when you start getting into the fundamentals of what we actually know to be real.
Well, and then discovering America as well. Like, everyone knows Vikings have been here before. The people have came up from the Polynesians have been up here before, have been on the West Coast. They've made it over here. Asians have been to America before. Oh, yeah. But it was just a lot...
Look at, like, the Mayans' ancient... if you study the Mayans' religion, what they believed was their savior was a white-skinned being that was going to come and enlighten them with knowledge. And then, so the first white-skinned people that they saw that came...
Is that a word, white-skinned?
No, I may just be saying that. Oh, okay. White-skinned.
White-skinned. People. The white devil?
Yeah. They're all, hey, what's up, man? Yeah, what's up? Time to die. You know, like, we came over and we, like, Europeans came over here and they fucked shit up. I've heard estimates as high as 200 million Native Americans were killed.
Damn.
By, I guess you'd call it colonialist expansion.
If I've learned anything from Mayan art, it's that they're all yoked, ripped dudes and all the chicks are hot and topless. So go Mayans.
The Mayans? Really? Yeah.
You never look at lowriders, bro, where the Mayan guy with the headdress, he's all jacked, ripped up.
No.
Holding the chick, topless, titties. It's fucking awesome, dude.
No.
You never seen that kind of artwork before?
No, but how does
it's the bomb, dog.
Okay, how does this guy know what Mayans are? Because the Mayan civilization just supposedly disappeared out of thin air. And we have their architecture.
That's what I'm saying. Heroification. Whenever you write history, that you know... I want to believe it. Those were some hot-ass chicks.
No, you know what that is?
I like Latinas. Hey, Latinas.
That's
shout
some
out.
Dude that thought he could capitalize on the Mayans. So he's like, yeah, let's get some titties in there. Let's get some, lowriders?
Yeah.
Get some lowriders in there. Let's get some titties.
Well, if they were fat midgets, you wouldn't want to spray paint that on your lowrider, homie. Come
no,
on.
Of course. Shit. It's marketing. It's clever marketing.
Gotta have
marketing.
Some nice tits.
Yeah, yeah. I'll agree. It's clever marketing.
It's the bomb.
What are you drawing over there, man?
All kinds of shit.
Are you a doodler?
Yeah, I've been having this idea for Beacon Podcast logos is all. I'm just trying to...
Dude, I'm in, man.
Dope dog.
Share them.
It kind of looks like the Fresh Prince logo right now.
Can you... Do you have any way to, like... do you have an art program where you could draw stuff?
On my computer?
Or an iPad or something? Like, even if you finger sketch, do you have an art program that you're able to get out your artistic qualities?
Not really, but I would like to. That would be the bomb.
Well, we'll just find something for you. We'll
I'm going to look at... I've been wanting to go over to either... Office Space. That's what I should have looked at when I went to Office Space instead of buying markers and notebooks. But
and bobbleheads. But I love the bobbleheads.
In high school, I was in a drafting class, and I did. It was called Page Maker, and I learned a lot from that. But I think that's probably ancient technology now. But I would like to download some shit like that because I want to design, get some mugs and shit, some T-shirts for this show, you know?
I'm always looking for cool new concepts and designs.
Yeah.
I try to update the Twitter, you know, like pretty frequently. I do get busy at times, And I'd love to dedicate more time to this because this is the this is really more important than anything I should be doing. The designs are what really kind of fascinate me is when is art is starting to kind of really get my attention. And I've been thinking about how to design like cool art that we could put as like little posts, like Twitter posts or Facebook posts,
yeah.
Like cool art. Like I put a couple out a couple weeks ago and those are pretty cool.
Yeah, I dug it.
And I those are just the first ones, but I'd like
to with some kinda, quotes. Yeah.
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 Yeah. It's kind of
bring home. I wouldn't know what. I guarantee you there's a million apps. We're just not hitting on them.
Yeah.
We'll find something cool.
Well, we're still a budding flower.
And I am not technologically savvy at all. I suck at fucking computers, dude.
That's okay, because I suck too. But I at least know enough where I can take whatever ideas we want and be able to make them work.
You made a podcast and you get it out there, yeah. So you're pretty badass on that, dude.
Well, I know enough to where I can at least make whatever ideas we want.
Mm-hmm.
I can at least make those work.
Yeah, I'm more of like a hands-on. Like, if I have an idea in my head, I'll just put it on paper. You know,
mm-hmm.
But we'll get there. We'll get something awesome.
For sure. Well, I will say I do think it keeps getting better and better. So I just have I have pure faith that it's just going to keep getting better and better from here on out.
So what else is there?
Yeah, I'd we like didn't really get into.
Okay, go ahead.
I'd like to talk about this whole. I don't think we talked about this on previous episodes, but what something that actually really concerns me. That it seemed like everybody else just brushed over, wasn't a big deal, was Obama now opened up Cuba.
Yeah, we didn't touch on that, yeah. Well, and we got to get some stogies, homie, come on.
That's fucked up that he did that.
Why?
Well, because it was closed off for a certain reason.
Trade embargo.
It was closed off because we found out that Cuba was the Soviet satellite instigating terrorism in the U.S. in order to foment revolution, a socialist revolution.
Kennedy figured that out in his day, or was it post?
Well, we've just figured it out. I mean, through we were able to find out that there was something...
Because Kennedy put the embargo on him, correct?
You're going to have to look it up.
Okay. That was my understanding, the way I learned it from the
I'd
awesome history teachers
that.
I had.
There was something called the Vince Ramos Brigade, and that involved the communists in America and the Cuban government forming basically a coalition to incite terrorist activities in America through a communist cause. Now, the Vince Ramos Brigade was... had affiliations to the SDS, the Students for a Democratic Society, which has affiliations to Obama. And so what's funny to me is that Obama is now opening up relations to Cuba again. Of course he wants relations to Cuba again. The dude is a communist. And we're actually, we have most of the research done, but we're going to be doing a show on how much of a communist Obama actually is. All of his ties, his whole life, his history, and the dude is dirty. Dirty. He's dirty as fuck. Yeah.
Sorry, my computer's, I need to go through this thing because it is fucking acting.
Where's your iPad?
I didn't bring it this time.
How many phones you got?
Well, it's my work phone and this is my regular phone.
Oh, man. You're just... And an iPad. You're like Nick's like full on like.
I'm trying to get more technologically advanced.
You are,
because I've always sucked at it.
I'm actually kind of jealous. He's like Minority Report over here. He's like got so much touchscreen capabilities. Nick,
I just want to keep up for when porn becomes virtual reality. That's all I want my technology for. You know.
All right, let's take another break.
Because I want to see what it's kind of like to fuck Evangelina. But a digital version of
who's Evangelina?
Eva Angelina? Well, she's retired.
Is it Evangelina Jolie?
No, Eva Angelina.
Oh.
She's a porn star. She's one of my favorites.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
I've dumped multiple loads to her being awesome.
All right, I'm going to take a
Tunes?
Break.
Yeah, I got to take a piss, too. I love that cover, dude.
Beautiful. Okay, if you guys just thought that was a Sublime song, like I always did, until Nick brought it to my attention, let me read the lyrics to that song, even though it's all just the same stanza repeated.
We got to give the love to Bad Religion, because that's their song.
Yeah, so we played the Sublime version, but the song is called...
We're Only Gonna Die.
We're Only Gonna Die?
Yeah.
The original song was called We're Only Gonna Die.
Yeah.
Okay. By
Bad Religion.
Bad Religion. Okay. Now listen to the lyrics. Early man walked away as modern man took control. Their minds weren't all the same. To conquer was their goal. So he built his great empire and he slaughtered his own kind. He died a confused man. Killed himself with his own mind. Now, the people that are in charge of us, they believe that we are cattle. They believe that they are 1,000 times smarter than us and that we need to be controlled. So I just think that this is a very, very insightful lyrics. This is the first time I've ever read these lyrics, but let me read them again. Early man walked away as modern man took control. Their minds weren't all the same, and to conquer was their goal. So he built his great empire, and he slaughtered his own kind. He died a confused man, and he killed himself with his own mind. Let's go. And then at the very end, he says, we're only gonna die from our own arrogance. That's why we might as well take our time.
I dig that part.
That is awesome, dude. That is.
See, Matt, punk rock is the shit, bro. I've been trying to tell you.
Yeah. No, a lot of the stuff that you've shown me is actually really good.
Thanks.
A lot of the lyrics are really good. Where I have a problem with some of the punk rock is that a lot of them, not all of them, but a lot of them are trying to stir up the youth into a revolutionary frenzy. And I don't think that that's benefiting the Constitution, the country, I don't think that's benefiting anybody. That's going to end up hurting everybody. The socialists, the meat and potatoes of how they carry out their attacks on countries, what they're doing the same here as they've done to the Eastern Bloc after World War II. It's the same thing. They do a pincer attack. And a pincer attack is like, they describe it as scissors. So they've got an attack from two sides, like scissors attack its target. And they attack from the top and from the bottom. So their goal is to infiltrate the highest echelons of society so that they can influence legislation, draconian socialist legislation. And then they also garner support in the lower class of the people that the poorer people to revolt. And so that when the average person watches TV and they see draconian legislation being passed, then they look on TV and they see crowds, huge crowds protesting against it. And they go, wow, this must just be the way it is. This is how socialists attack every single country. Obviously we should not fall for that, you know, because that's what's happening in America right now. You got all the protests going on. You got draconian legislation. The socialist agenda is at play. That's what's going on. We're getting attacked from both sides. And actually, one of the pictures that I want to do, the concept for the picture is that, is being attacked from the above, being attacked from below. The middle class is being attacked from everywhere. You know, you're going to be fighting a war on two fronts. You're going to be fighting against tyranny on one side, and you're going to be fighting against socialist revolution on the other side. If you're a law-abiding, constitution-following patriot, you know.
Well, I mean, just by investigating the Communist Manifesto and seeing what's happening, you know, we've always talked about they'll always do a step back, like, oh, they've won, freedom's won, but then they'll come back and hit harder two steps, you know.
Yeah,
and you know,
that was perestroika.
Socialized medicine is big, and then you know, or healthcare, and then also trying to take weapons away. That's a huge step.
Well, that is the final step.
Mm-hmm.
The second that they choose to take the guns away from people is the day that they choose to do that is the day the war is actually going to physically start. That is the catalyst. That will be. That's just it. That's just the way this thing's going to go down. The day that they go, okay, and I guarantee you what's going to happen, just so they can garner more of the sympathy of the masses, they are going, and I'm using the words of Cooper, but they are going to do something terrible. You think 9/11 was bad? They are going to do something horrible because they don't have the guns. They need to garner as much support as possible in order to get the guns. It's a playbook. They're going off of the playbook. And so don't fall for it, people. If you ever want to be free and you want your kids to be free, you want their kids to be free, don't fall for it. It doesn't matter what happens out there. You have the right to defend yourself. You have the right to have a weapon. Doesn't matter what happens. But people are so confused now because they don't have anything that really gives them truth. They have TV where truth is relative, and they go, well, something really bad happens, then okay, then I'll give up my gun. Because, you know, then we should give up our guns. Never, ever give up your guns. You just got to trust me. You just, you, it's, if you give up your guns...
Well, that being said, though, as well, like you always say, with freedom comes responsibility. Yeah. And I have weapons that I hardly ever... I haven't shot in years. I don't have like a stock load of ammunition, but I wish... I need to do this soon, is take a arms class.
Yeah.
And get better with my weapon.
We should all be badass with these things.
Yeah, don't just buy a gun and have it sitting there collecting fucking dust and not know how to use it.
No. The whole reason that keeps the air...
Sorry to cut you off. No, cut you off over there.
I'm sorry if I cut you off.
No, you didn't cut me off, but I was...
Oh, dude, that's okay with me. I cut so many people off all the time.
Well, so you always have something good to say, but... Because I was just... When you talk about this stuff, it's like, I think about... We're out here preaching it, but my own self, like, I'm a pretty good shot, but I don't practice...
We could
as
be
much
better.
As I should, yeah.
We could always be better.
Yeah.
I feel the same way. But if we were all, if we all Americans under freedom, patriotism, stood united and just said, we're not having it anymore, it's over. 200 million of us, 300 million of us. I would never.
What do you think cops would
million.
Do? Like, if. It came down
most,
the pipe.
Most of them would be on our side.
I think most cops would stand up too. Yeah,
most
they say I'm defending the Constitution.
Yes, they've done. They've there's been studies of actual military on the military where they said if you've had to shoot one of your own citizens in order to control a uprising, what would happen? And your average military man brain freaks out and they end up disbanding. They end up. Falling away from their military brainwashing and going back into, okay, no, patriotic status.
Yeah.
So the thing about freedom is that they won't be able to win. They can't win against us. The only thing is we just don't understand it yet. We don't understand that we hold the power.
Well, that being said, they could, because people would be so people are living in fear so much, and everyone feels like they're. What's the term, like weaker, or, you know, we're all victims.
Yeah. What did the founders say? They said the only
California thing, for sure.
Yeah. But they said the only thing granting the government power is the consent of the governed. So we're actually in power. We are in power and we need to start acting like it again.
Another Bad Religion song. You are the government.
Yeah.
We are supposed to be a government for the people, by the people, correct?
Whoa. Next episode, we got to do that one. Because
sure.
I don't have it loaded on this one.
Telling you, we're all punk rock, brother.
Not all punk rock. Some punk rock.
Dude, that's one of the ultimate punk bands ever. They're from 81, dude.
Yeah.
And I got their logo tattooed on me, and I just think they're the shit.
Well, you know, everything that you've shown so far to me of them is good. Again,
it's
though,
intelligent.
I'm always like a little bit... wary of just punk rock in general, because I do see that a lot of punk rock bands are trying to incite revolution. You see that too.
I think for like the shows, when you go to the shows, they just want energy. You know what I'm saying? But there is a lot of very left leaning punk rock. There is.
Well, there's two sides of the revolution that are all controlled. And this is important. I'm glad that you said this. So people out there,
I'm Sager Brewski.
There are two sides of this revolution, of the revolution side of it. There is the socialist side, and there is the anarchist side. Both are controlled by the same people, because anarchists and leftists both eventually want the same thing. They want communism. And remember what true communism is... What the socialists believe is that when the state ends up owning everybody, then the state can provide for everybody, and everybody's level of living will get up to a certain amount to where after a while, the state will dissolve away, and the people will live in a voluntary society where there is no state, and it will be utopia. Remember that?
Yeah.
So the anarchists are going for the same thing on the opposite side. But when you hear anarchy or you hear socialism, they're both those movements are controlled.
There's a lot of libertarians though that are kind of hoping for an anarchist.
Yes, that's where
But what they mean by is that is a smaller government, less state.
That's control. Where I split from the libertarian movement. So I'm not a pure libertarian. I split from the libertarian movement when they say that. Because I do believe that...
Some right people now, have a different idea what anarchy is, though. Not just full-on chaos. When most of the time when they hear anarchy, they're thinking full-on fires in the streets, rape,
they're
everything.
Saying,
you know.
They're saying no government.
Mm-hmm.
Anarchy means no government. I would say that if everybody could self-govern, then you could have anarchy. But we're so far away from that right now that that's not even worth talking about. When you go to the store, I mean, are we anywhere close to everybody being able to self-govern?
Oh, God. Fuck no, dude. No. People are such douchebags.
So the fact that people are even arguing for anarchy right now is absolutely ridiculous. What we need is something that grants freedom but punishes those who take from others.
Speaking of, like, okay, just society in general or people nowadays, what is your thoughts on, like, narcissism? Do you see a lot of more narcissists now and it affecting?
Define narcissism.
Just, it's all about me. I don't give a fuck. I'm not going to turn on my blinker. I'm just going to cut you off. And if you honk at me, fuck you. Or whatever. I'm going to drive slow because you honked at me. Or okay, here's an example.
Selfishness?
Selfishness, yeah. Or thinking you're the shit when you haven't done a fucking thing, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, narcissists, it's all about them first. And there's no such thing as... Curtis, they're not courteous, in my mind.
Yeah.
And when you talk to you, older people, like, they're a lot more courteous. As a yes, sir, no, ma'am, you know, or hey, open the door for somebody, hold the door for somebody. You're just being polite in general. I like courtesy, you know. I think narcissists, there's no time for courtesy. Everyone should be courteous to me.
Right.
With people who have a narcissist. But my girl and I, we were at fucking sushi last week. 2 weeks ago or so, it was on a Sunday, right? So, in all the times I've gone to sushi on a Sunday, it's never been that crowded, you know what I'm saying? But this time, it was packed. I mean, this place was fucking packed, and they're obviously short on help. Like, they were more crowded than they are on a normal Sunday night. Mm-hmm. And so, they called in one of their chefs, and so right when we were leaving, this guy's flipping the fuck out, man. He's having a party in the middle of the thing, you know, and he's going... Where the fuck are my rolls? You know, he got up and was like cussing at this person who works there. Like, they're busting their ass. I mean, everybody who worked there was busting their ass.
And imagine the world was full of people like him.
It's getting worse.
Yeah.
Just look at the way people fucking drive down the highways, right?
No, it is. Oh, sorry. Continue your story.
And so
I can go off on this.
And yeah, things took a little bit longer than it normal, you know, but if you just stopped and looked around, you know, my girl and I were like, they're fucking trying as hard as they can. They obviously called in another chef to come in and cook sushi, and he just got right in there and started you know, busting shit out. And this dude had the fucking audacity to tell the... Oh, you need the opener? Sorry. He's telling the... it's not even a waitress. It's like the bus girl or whatever. Look, I've been here a fucking hour, and I haven't had my fucking rolls. He's cussing her out. She's this little girl, young girl, you know?
Yeah.
And he's going, if I don't get my fucking rolls right now, he goes, you better give me 4 fucking rattlesnake rolls right now, not on the bill. I'm not fucking paying for them. And get some fucking service over
to
me.
Are you serious?
And I'm thinking, look around, motherfucker.
You should say something then. Like, hey, dude, calm down. If you don't like it, leave.
I would never do that, though. Like, okay, if it's... another guy who was sitting there by himself next to us, he goes, first things first. He sits down. He gets his edamame. And he goes, hey, you guys only have 2 chefs? He's looking around. He sees what's going on. You only have 2 chefs? Yeah. It takes a while to get out. He goes, okay, I'm going to go. He took that.
That's a smart motherfucker.
Yeah. He knew it was going to take a while.
Yeah.
We were craving sushi. No rush. Big fucking deal. We're going to just enjoy our sake.
Going.
Enjoying our beer. Yeah. No biggie.
Hey.
But this dude was, you're going to give me, he's telling her, you're going to give me 4 rattlesnake rolls, and it's not going to be on the bill. I'm not fucking paying for it. He's telling her that. I'm like,
so you're
I would
already,
never do
you
that.
You already are entitled to free shit now? Like, in what world
because
are you
they're
entitled
busy. Yeah.
To free shit?
There's several sushi places down the street you could go to, bro.
Do we have a sign up that says you'll get fed within a certain amount of time? Do I have a contract with you? Then get the fuck out of my restaurant, is what I told him.
And I
get out.
I told the girl, I was like, I would never deal with a like I've dealt with bad service before. Like I just don't come back, or you don't tip them as well, whatever, you know. Or you just say, "Hey, look,"
or you know, if it's a chronic problem, people won't go there.
Exactly, exactly.
You know, but
that's what free market is.
Yes. Oh God! But imagine
it's one of the best sushi places we have in town. It's popular,
and they're
and you know what?
They don't do that often.
Yeah, they didn't have enough. They were it was more crowded than it normally is.
Yeah.
On that night, so they didn't have enough people scheduled.
Fine.
And so I told my girl, I was like, "What if I did that? Like, I would never do that." She goes, "I can't. Thank you for never doing stuff like that. You know, I would be so embarrassed." Blah blah blah. I couldn't date you.
What was his girl doing?
It was a whole crowd of like I think it was his kid's birthday or whatever, and they were just sitting over there. I don't think they heard him because he got up from his table and walked over to where the people were like, do all the checks and get everything going. Hey. Yeah, and he's cussing at this little girl, dude. Well, she's probably like 18, but...
Well, you know what that is? That's douchebaggery.
But in a way, it's narcissism. And all these other people are waiting on their food, too. And then the thing is Marina tells me he wasn't there for an hour. She saw their group sit down, and it might have been 20 minutes.
Yeah.
But they got a whole restaurant that they got to make rolls for. And you have a huge party.
The funny
party.
Thing is this... is because you don't have the means to necessarily make food yourself, you know, you're going to somebody else's establishment to have their food, and you're willing to pay for it, but you're expecting something that isn't true. You're expecting to be served within a certain time. There was never a contract that said you'd be served within a certain time. Is that just an understanding? And who?
It's what you're normally used to, but
yeah.
It's a little
but
busier
who gave
than
you that.
That
understanding? Society? Like, how did you come to the? How did you come to the conclusion that you deserve to be fed within 30 minutes? That's society, maybe, but for you to draw that conclusion and then start getting crazy with people. Now imagine if, because people like that actually get violent.
Yeah, he was a rager, dude, and like, I think in his mind he wouldn't care. Okay, if there were people that are longer than him, say he was there for an hour, that means there's people that have been there for an hour and a half who probably are waiting.
Yeah.
He would rather, this is what I mean about narcissism, he's saying, get me my shit. I don't give a fuck that they've been waiting longer.
Doesn't matter.
Me my shit.
Yeah.
Don't give a fuck about nobody else but them.
Yeah.
And I just can't get down with that, bro.
Yeah, well, again, you're not going to agree with me, but this is why my favorite teachings are Jesus's. Because that's basically what he was all about. He's basically saying that this world is not going to work if everybody is all about themselves.
Yeah, I'm cool with that.
Well,
that's the golden rule. Treat people like you would like to be treated.
Yes.
So if he was an 18-year-old young person working, busting their ass, by the way, everybody was fucking hustling. And what I think is this guy's never had a job where he had to bust his fucking ass and deal with fucking dicks like him.
Yeah.
I have had that job, and I will never fucking do that.
Yeah. And aside from saying whether or not if Jesus was God, because that's when you start getting into religion and faith.
Or even if Jesus was real.
Yeah. I'm not saying that, but what I am saying is this. If we don't do what he said, eventually down the road, it will end in demise. Because if more people are selfish than selfless, we self-destruct.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
I mean, imagine an Indian
tribe. That's just wisdom.
Yeah, imagine a tribe. If we had a tribe here, and that dude was on our fucking tribe, but he didn't want to go out and hunt and cook the fucking food. It was just all about, hey, what are you doing for me?
It wouldn't work. And that's the story of socialism versus freedom.
That's why welfare doesn't fucking work.
Yep.
Why are people on welfare for so fucking long? That's obviously not helping them.
Well, this is how I know that I'm on the right side of history. That's how I know I'm on the right side.
And I got to be honest. I'm kind of cool with welfare if it's like a temporary thing. Like, we're lucky to live in a country that is so rich that, hey, I can help you out. I know it doesn't work. I know you disagree with it. But here's a couple bucks to feed your kids
for
Nick, so many
months. Let me offer an alternative
that
might give you a different perspective
on
that. Welfare would mean that you're actually forcibly taking money from other people to pay for these people. How about instead of that, how about charity?
Charity's cool.
So what I think is that if you had a completely free society, first of all, we wouldn't be all jaded, we wouldn't be all bitter, and what we would do is because we're all so jazzed in the freedom, we'd be so appreciative that if anybody is lacking out there, we contribute. Mm-hmm. There is charity.
And there's always something you could do for a buck anyway.
Yeah, I would employ people. Mm-hmm. I'd be like, hey, dude, hey, I'll pay you $5 an hour to do some research. You know what I mean? Like, I need research done. Are you down to do that or not?
Well, say for farming, for example, they always say, well, Americans don't want to do these jobs. No, Americans don't want to work in the fields. It's like, well, how many fucking people are sitting at home watching Maury Povich?
That's actually a good idea.
Picking up a fucking check. Like, hey, there's plenty of work out here. You can pick oranges, strawberries, onions, whatever the fuck it is. Plant food. I think there's always an alternative.
Nick.
Yo.
This is a kick-ass podcast, my friend. I actually love that we're talking about this.
Okay.
Let's play a song and come on right back to it.
All right. Sushi.
If the wife and I are fussing, brother, that's all right. 'Cause me and that sweet woman's got a license to fight. Why don't you mind your own business? Mind your own business. 'Cause if you mind your business, then you won't be minding mine. Oh, the woman on our party line's a nosy thing. She picks up her receiver when she knows it's my ring. Why don't you mind your own business? Mind your own business. Well, if you mind your business, then you won't be minding mine. The boys all whistle when she walks by. Why don't you mind your own business? Mind your own business. Well, if you mind your business, then you sure won't be minding mine. Talk around till 2 or 3. Now, brother, that's my headache. Don't you worry about me. Just mind your own business. Mind your own business. If you mind your business, then you won't be minding mine. Seems to be high tone. I got all that I can do just to mind my own. Why don't you mind your own business? Mind your own business. If you mind your own business, you'll stay busy all the time.
Yes!
Mind your own business, motherfucker.
I could not say it any better. That the freedom philosophy is right there. Just mind your own business.
Whatever it may be.
Yeah, whatever it may be. Doesn't matter. As long as you're not hurting anybody else, as long as you're minding your own business, then you won't be minding mine.
Fuck. And that goes back to the douchebaggery shit. Like, where you got neighbors that are worried about what fucking kind of tree grows off, you know, or, oh, your tree's growing over into my fucking yard a little bit there, you know. Or what the fuck are you doing? Or they want to?
How about you got your Sheila trash doing? Can? Your trash cans are still out.
Yeah,
your trash cans are still out. What
do you get that from your neighbors?
Well, that is one of the things that if you get your trash cans in on a certain, you know, by a certain time. Now, luckily, I'm cool with my neighbors. Like we're friends, and he'll if I'm at work for a few days, he'll just put my trash cans away because he's my friend. you know?
Like, and he knows you work nights and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, he's, yeah. But, or like, I, you know what would just, and I'm sorry if any of you out there have this, but HOA.
Yeah.
Dude, belonging to an HOA would just absolutely light me off, where somebody goes, you can't have that color paint on your house. Excuse me, is this America? I'm supposed to be allowed to just have private property and be free.
Yeah, but what about people who fucking paint their house fuchsia or magenta? It's
who
fucking
the fuck
annoying.
Who cares?
It's fucking annoying.
Well, if that
I don't want to look at that shit.
Dude, if you don't, then don't look at it.
I think I would, instead of being in a homeowners association, just get all our neighbors together and say, hey, look, we're going to fucking put in, all put in $100 and repaint your fucking house because it fucking sucks.
Well, and that's only if they agree to it. If yeah. they go, no, this is my house and I really like it this color, then he can tell you, just get lost.
No, I'm with you, but it's just like, and I'm all about freedom, but sometimes it's like, what the fuck? You're going to paint your house like that? Fucking.
Nope, but freedom is more important than anything. It's more important than anything.
It looks like a Minnesota Wild logo or something.
There are some eccentric people out there, but this world wouldn't be what it was, and America wouldn't be what it is if it wasn't for these eccentric people being allowed to do whatever the fuck they want to do, as long as they're not hurting anybody.
Do whatever you want to do. Just don't paint your house fucking magenta.
I'm going to keep driving it in on this podcast. I really am, because that's the truth, man. We got to understand it. Like this whole anti-Muslim movement that's going on in America. Dangerous. It's very dangerous. And there's a lot of propaganda involved in this. And if you guys can't see it, once you've actually been able to step out, it feels like stepping out. Once you learn enough and you see what's going on, you actually literally step out of reality as it was, and then you see a new reality. And you can see the propaganda happening beneath you, below you. You can see what's happening to the people, and what is happening to the people right now is they're being propagandized. And a major propaganda piece that's happening right now is the hatred of the Muslim people. Of the Muslim people and the religion of Islam. Now, am I Islam? Not by a long shot.
You're a Jesus guy.
Yeah, I'm actually a Jesus guy. But I will tell you this. I don't hate anybody. The only thing I have a problem with is if somebody starts hurting the person or property of somebody else. So where I part with
Well,
Islam.
I hate the Muslims that throw acid in fucking girls' faces or
Well, then that's hurting the person or property of somebody else, exactly. Right? But what a lot of this is aimed at doing, like Fox News, what they're aimed at doing, is generalizing this problem, going, no, it's basically what they're going to end up doing is getting the West to hate Muslims.
Mm.
That's what they're ultimately trying to do. Now, on the side of Muslims, though, they've got to understand is not just the Middle East. A lot of black people have been taken in by the Muslim the Muslim community has done a lot of really good thing for the black community. So the black community is they feel very sympathetic to Islam and the Muslim society. The answer is not to respond with hate to these people. The answer is to respond with love to these people and go, okay, well, you know, it should be fair. Everything should be fair. And how do we work this out? Not, fuck that. Let's bomb them. Let's nuke them. When, at work, dude, it almost makes me sick to my stomach when I hear people at work just going, dude, I just say nuke all of them.
No, it's fucked up.
Dude, literally, are you serious?
You don't have the choice to be born
children,
where you're born.
Yeah. Grandmothers, billions. Nuke them? Are you fucking... But that's what people are saying. Have you heard that?
Oh, fuck yeah. That's always the simpleton fix all, you know?
We have to be careful. You have to know that your society is highly propagandized when the people are in mass saying things like, nuke them! When they're saying that, you know you have a propagandized mass.
And nobody has compassion. It's like...
Narcissistic. As long as it makes them safe, nuke them. As long as they're safe, that's very selfish.
Yeah.
and it's not accurate. Most of those people over there don't want to be part of this struggle. They just want to raise a family. They're just like us.
Yeah, I think all humans have the same thing. They just want to do their thing, mind their own business, not be part of this. A lot of people choose to be in a fundamental religion that are nut jobs. They yeah. chose that. Or other people are kind of made to hate. You know, in a way, a lot of people would say that us bombing their asses all the time, burning their fucking goats, who fucking knows?
Stealing their opium fields, stealing their oil.
Making them hate us.
Yes. You know,
people who would love America are now on the other side of the fence.
For sure. The CIA actually came out with a report and they said the reason that they hate us is because we're over there.
Yeah. And we're not minding our own business.
And they call it blowback. If you guys want it, just look up blowback. The CIA actually said that the reason they despise us so much is because we're over there fucking with them.
Well,
duh. What would you do? What
over
would you
here, do if they were here? They hate our freedom. They hate it.
No, they don't hate our freedom. They hate they that want we're that. Over there fucking with them.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's absolutely obvious. It's obvious to anybody that he has even half of a brain. But you know what the problem is? Your average American nowadays doesn't even have one half of a brain. They don't. Because
like 3/8 of a brain?
Not I would say not even that. And I hate being mean and I hate being insulting to people, but your average American is a parrot.
Well, you watch jaywalking. Do you ever watch Jay Leno's jaywalking? They just go out and randomly ask just like simple questions and most people can't answer them.
Like what?
How many stars are on the American flag?
Are you kidding? People can't answer that? Well, give me another.
Okay, that wasn't really a question. Well, that might have actually been a question. But look up jaywalking. And
I just lost a guitar pick under this.
Oh, shit, man.
No, it's okay.
I'm trying to think of a better example.
No, but I...
What weighs more, a gallon of milk or a gallon of water? Stuff like that.
Well, a gallon is a measurement of liquid, not a weight. So technically, I think you could have different weights.
I think milk would weigh more than water.
Yeah, you could have different...
Or, okay, the other one is like a pound of feathers. Yeah, but
they need to do it in a measurement of weight. If they did it in a measurement of weight, then it, of course, it'd be
equal. See, so I have 3/8 of a brain.
No, you don't. It's just a lot of people just don't...
I'm trying to remember some of the questions that were so fucking ridiculous. Mm-hmm. Like, oh... They'd walk around. So, are you familiar with a gluten-free diet? Oh, yes, I'm totally gluten-free. Okay, awesome. That's great. Good for you. What is gluten? And they'd be like, I don't know.
Yeah. Then how do you know you're free of it?
Yeah.
I would say another one that I saw the other day that was hilarious was on Jimmy Kimmel.
He's really good at it.
Jimmy Kimmel said, okay, so we thought because of all this internet hacking, we're going to go out there and see if we can actually just get people to tell us their passwords. So he goes, okay, so they went out there and they're all, with all this internet hacking and stuff, what do you think about, your personal password? Do you think that's safe? Yes. Okay, well, what's your password? Tell us how safe it is. And they're all, well, it's my birth date and it's my dog's name. And they're all, oh, you have a dog?
What's
his
name?
Yeah, and they're all, what's his name? And they're all, Cody. And they're all, oh, that's awesome. They go, when were you born? And they're all, oh, in December. They go, what's your birth date? And they're all, December 20th. They're all, so your code is this? And they're all, yeah. And, dude, they literally get like 7 people to just give it up that easy.
Awesome. Jimmy Kimmel's a fucking genius, dude.
But... It's just funny to me that more people now act because they act out of narcissism. Like, you're right. They act more so out of they want to look a certain way rather than they just act because it's just their natural behavior. Most people aren't acting on natural behavior anymore. I think it's maybe like, I don't know what it is.
So maybe it's like, okay, I'm a hipster now, so I have to respond in a way that a hipster would react.
So,
or I'm a punker, or I'm a greaser, or is that what you mean? Like they put themselves into categories in a way, or
no,
I'm a redneck, I'm a fucking country star, I'm this. Or
I mean that people now, they literally act as though they're on a TV show or something all the time. Like they're never really themselves that often. They're never really, before the TV came out, before radio came out, let's say 100, 200 years ago, and you could just talk to somebody, and you'd know there's nobody listening in, and you're just simply talking to somebody who's talking to you.
Mm-hmm.
That's real talking. Now, it's like everybody is concerned about, you know, how they're going to sound in front of other people, you know, because it's like the... it's like now that information is widely spread and people are, you know, like, people are just acting weird. Hmm. They're not acting like, I don't think they're acting like human beings anymore. They're kind of like acting like automatons. They're acting like,
well,
they're very selfish, as you would say. They're narcissistic.
Yeah, I mean, I think that goes with... some parts of Twitter, and like there's Instagram and Facebook.
But it's very in style to be into yourself.
Yeah, like, I mean, they
it's
have
like
a thing
selfies
called...
Selfies is a thing.
Yeah, there's a thing now. There's a whole market now just for selfies. It's called a selfie stick. And it's basically just a, you know, a car antenna with a fucking clip on it.
It's like...
So
it's
it
like,
extends out.
It's like an alter
to So you take pictures
yourself.
Of yourself. And basically what it is it's... People put shit out on Instagram and all that. And it's like their best of fucking collection or some shit. They don't put out their
the best of me.
Like, oh, I got a flat tire, or you know, it is. It's the best of me. And like, how many fucking dude? When you go out, how many times do you see girls just sitting there taking pictures of themselves? Look at the picture. Oh my god, delete it. And then take another one. Like, oh
how
my god, delete it.
How often do you see a girl that's taking a picture of other people that need help? And it's like, hey, this person could really use, you know, this, or this person that would melt my heart. You know, but nobody does that anymore. No, it's all about what can I get for me? Me.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't get the selfie thing, man. But I'm not photogenic, so...
You know what? I don't do a whole lot of electronic stuff other than this podcast and things related to this podcast. I do have a Facebook account, and the things I post are, like, newsworthy things, like... Facebook is now censoring this.
Mm-hmm.
Just so that my friends and family, I can at least kind of try to wake them up a little bit, you know? But it's definitely not selfish, you know? It's not like me. It's not me derived. It's not trying to garner attention towards me. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It definitely doesn't help society. The me stuff.
No. The only thing that really helps is truth. Because the thing that's infecting society is a lack of truth.
Do you think it's just where we live, though? I mean, we live in California, and why is it that it's okay to just be a rude douchebag? But
well,
not
more,
that everybody is a rude douchebag.
People here.
But when you're at a grocery store, and like, say you're in the express lane, and all you're buying is a fucking Gatorade or something, and somebody goes, oh man, you only got one thing, go ahead of me. It's like, oh my gosh, I can't believe that. You're shocked by kindness now. Do you realize? Do you ever deal with that?
Yeah,
no. Where you're like shocked by kindness.
I have been kind, and people are like,
they don't know how to respond to
are
kindness.
You serious?
You hold the door for them. Hey, go ahead, man. Or like, even when driving, like you give them the lights. Like, hey, go ahead, bro. You know, I'm letting you in there. They're like, he must be trying to fuck me or something.
Yeah,
you're trying to fuck me over. Like, is this an insurance scam? Are you gonna fucking rear end me and say I cut you off? It's
and
like,
you
no,
don't
this,
have the time to just.
I'm
sit
trying
there and
to
explain
get
it to them. I believe that in this world, if we all gave, then this would be a better world. I'm trying to do my part, and I'm trying to be the change that I want to see in this world.
Awesome.
But you don't have the time to explain that to people, you know. But so I feel you, man. I do the same thing, and I go through the same shit. And in my most frustrating place that I go is the grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
because everybody is, they're hungry, they see food, and they're just at it. They're like zombies, man. And they're going for all this shit, and they're like, ah, they're cutting me off, and I'm like, all right, I'm always the one that's like stops, and I'm like, let people go.
They don't watch where they're going with their carts.
Dude, they just
Costco's the fucking worst,
they
bro.
They see fucking food, and they're on it.
But and I kind of think it's like, I just got off work. I just got to pick up the kids from soccer practice. I got to get Sheila over here. I got to do this. And then it's like, getting food is just a whole other fucking part of my day that sucks. You know?
Hey, I didn't create your life, you know?
Yeah.
I'm not the reason your life sucks. So don't take it out on me.
One of my favorite quotes, and I don't know who said
it. You're why you're suffering.
You are why you're suffering. That's a song.
You're why you're suffering.
Oh, Revolution. Yeah. Fuck yeah. Is we're responsible for our own happiness. Yep. You're responsible for your own happiness.
Yep.
And I, even though on
like
the Beacon podcast,
freedom comes with responsibility.
Exactly. But even though that here on the Beacon podcast, where we may or may not believe that our government has a socialist agenda or wants us to be fucking communist.
Oh, we do.
The American dream is still fucking alive, man. And I'll never fucking give up on that shit. If you have a fucking idea, if you want to work hard enough, you could fucking be successful. You could get out there and do it.
We can still
if
do your it job the sucks, people are in charge.
Yeah, if your fucking job sucks, dude, work hard, do as good a job as you can at it, and apply for another fucking job, because guess what? You showed up every fucking day. You didn't fucking complain. You didn't take a bunch of sick days. Yep. And when you apply for that next job and they call your other boss, fucking boom, you're bettering yourself. It's just chiseling away at it. It doesn't like happen over fucking night, though.
Yep.
Success takes work. And all it takes is just constant progress, just constantly trying to better yourself.
I will say this too, to even expand on the whole selfless idea, I would say your best ideas, I'm not trying to tell people what ideas to have, but your best ideas to have in this climate right now is maybe not to have a idea of how do I help myself out and make a bunch of money, or how about how do I help out others? What is the problem infecting others, and how do I help out others? That is also what the Beacon podcast is aiming at doing, is we're trying to figure out the problems that are happening, and we aim to heal those. And a major one that we can tell is that there are very narcissistic, very selfish people that are in charge and have been in charge for a long time. They've just been using different governments as tools. That time's done. That time is done. Now that we're starting to learn this, I have to believe, look, we're just two guys in one isolated area. I have to believe that the same, if not better, is occurring in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and occurring in, Timbuktu, and, you know, all these different communities. There has to be people now, because they have the same access to information that I have. They have to be doing the same thing. I have faith. And I know that we are winning this war. And the reason is because I see it every single day. More and more people I talk to are more and more sympathetic to the plight. Where a year ago, I'd be talking to people and they'd be like, what are you talking about? That's crazy. Now, it's fairly commonplace.
It's just like the kids who got trophies, and I was from that generation. You play T-ball, you got a fucking trophy. You play Little League, whatever, you got a fucking trophy. No matter what, if you fucking struck out every time, never got on fucking base, never got an out, you were the shit. And I think that's kind of where, I mean, that's kind of a stupid example. It's like the go-to example, but get out there and fucking do something. You'll feel fucking great for yourself. Yeah. Get out there and get that fucking promotion. Get out and get that better job and create that business and invent that new thing that we all fucking need. You'll feel way better for yourself. Yeah. If you're on the fucking couch getting on welfare, fuck that, man. Get the job at McDonald's. Flip those fucking burgers.
Stop
Become a manager.
Waiting. Stop waiting.
Yeah. Just make it happen for yourself, because you will be happier. Yeah. And of course it's going to fucking suck, but you know what? It feels fucking pretty good to make your own dime and to promote.
I love Cooper's way of saying it. He says, if you want to know what's wrong with America, go walk into the bathroom, flip the light on, and look in the mirror, and you will see the problem staring right back at you. And you have to do this. Every single person, please, trust me. Everybody has to do this at least once in their life. Stare yourself in the eyes and look at yourself in the eyes in the mirror and go, do I know this person? What does this person consist of? And do I like this person?
Look at Chi.
Yes. Yeah. Do that. Trust me.
Hanging with Mr. Cooper was a great show. It didn't last long. But, yeah, man.
Quick piss. One more break and then we're done.
Yeah, let's, you just want to end on a high note? I got a piss too. And
you want to end it
here?
You
got more or what?
I got a little more.
More to get out? Okay, cool.
Yeah, I got a little bit more. All right.
Because you're living in illusion. I can't wait till it hits you. Recollection, your misconception. Obsessed to see the greenest successful material gain causes serious stress for love. Because you're living in illusion. Wake up now, yes, you're living in confusion. You're not a scholar, you're a waste of a teacher. Preach the dollars, you're a waste of a preacher. Love, come on, that's what we need, more love. That's what we need to succeed, not dollars, not what we need. Let's give them love so the youth can achieve.
People
love.
Talk about love, but really the lies. Well, love, it's hard to separate that nonsense. But you hit it under your nights. No, we don't want no false interpretation of the word. Manipulating people, having a business learn. You may think it's ridiculous, maybe even absurd. But we talk the truth, it has to be heard.
We need no. More love. Give them love so the youth can achieve more love.
Up in the mind, they see a bigger problem. You got the tools right out the chorus is solid. Say truth, don't let another man tell you the wealth.
But bring it loud.
And your money can't slow it. Dedicated to the people being real, the people that serve and the people that heal. And if you wanna succeed, true wealth is the knowledge that in life all you need is more love.
Come on, that's what we need, more love. That's what we need to succeed. Not dollars, not what we need. Let's give them love so the youth can achieve more love.
I like that guitar solo right there. That's fucking clean.
Definitely not dollars, because all dollars are, well,
Federal Reserve notes.
Yeah, your dollar that you think is a dollar in your pocket is not a real dollar. A dollar was laid out in the Constitution. It is a certain weight of silver and its equivalent weight in gold. That's what a dollar is. Now, what they have done is they have actually counterfeited the dollar through the Federal Reserve System, and they have issued instruments of debt called Federal Reserve Notes. It's not federal. There is no reserve, and it is not a note. It is a lie. But your dollars that you have in your pocket are a bunch of bullshit.
Just green
they
pocket.
Are absolutely monopoly money, and if you would like to actually protect yourself from any kind of inflation, a hedge against inflation in the future, I would recommend you getting gold or silver coin. Strongly recommend you getting gold or silver coin. But so we're going to just start wrapping it up here, guys. We love you guys so much.
And the girls. I love the girls. You love the guys. Ladies, thanks for listening.
How dare you?
I didn't say it in a weird way. It's just, you know.
Yeah, I
guys and girls, we love you. All you, all of you, whoever you are.
Yeah, I
guess or if you have a gender assignment that you're not sure of, you're cool too. It's all good. Just be you. Just don't be a douche.
Yeah, do your thing. Hey, as long as you're.
Although douching is cool, we are fans of douching. Just the term douchebag. We don't know where it comes from, but we all know one.
Yeah.
Oh, I have dealt with them. And I've dealt with a guy at the fucking sushi place that wanted 4 rattlesnake rolls for free.
Well, when we say the quest to end douchebaggery, that's actually a large, large political statement. Because communism is involved in douchebaggery. That's just a bunch of douchebags who are lying to themselves, and trying to enslave other people. That's the biggest douchebags on earth. So when we say a quest to end douchebaggery, which is our motto, yeah, that's the truth. Yeah.
And narcissistic fucking idiots.
Yeah, narcissism. I like that you gave me a new word. I've heard it a billion times. I just never really took the time.
You deal with it every day in your daily fucking life. It's just like, there's no fucking reason for it. Some of the most narcissistic people I've came across haven't done shit for fucking anybody else or nothing.
They
have
believe
nothing
everything
to be
needs to be done unto them.
It's all for them first. But it doesn't matter. You know what? Shit. Be you. Just be you. So what's up, man? What do you want to end with?
Well,
any thoughts?
This is actually, I think so. The revolution is being fomented, people. It's happening right now. Actually, it's so funny that me and Nick decided to start having this podcast and talk about this stuff when we did, because literally the United States and the world has erupted into revolution. Now, it's small right now, but just watch, because we know their playbook. And they plan on inciting a world revolution. So the shit that you see in Ukraine, the shit that you see in Egypt, the shit that you see in France, the shit that you see here in America, the shit you see in Venezuela, in Egypt, this is not done. They for some reason right now, they feel is their time. They have experts. They have unlimited funds, and they have experts in their fields. So they for some reason have decided that right now is the time. So I would just issue a warning to everybody: be very careful in the days ahead, and remember what side of history you're going to be on, because it's very, very, very important.
Three varies.
Especially for the future generations. And like Cooper said, we're going to be fighting on two fronts. There will be three fronts, actually. There will be tyranny, revolution, and restoration. I'll be fighting on the side of restoration. That is what I wanted to say, because I think that's the most important message right now to get out. I really do.
Badass. Well, thanks for listening to the show. Hit us up on Twitter, on Facebook. If you have any questions or comments, email us. If you have something that you would like us to hit, any topics, the emails, it would be good. But for the most part, we do Twitter the most. Twitter's the best way to get a hold of us. But you can do Twitter at Beacon Podcast or Facebook, The Beacon Podcast. We are on iTunes, but you already know that because you're listening to it, obviously. Or boom. However you're listening to it, it's all good with us. And we're always going to try to keep it free and fun. And we love y'all.
Peace.
Sister bleeding heart with all of your compassion. Your labors through the hurt but can't assuage temptation. Hey man of science with your perfect rules of measure, can you improve this place with a
Precious thoughts to feel your call, be consecration.